This is Sandy Horner, Managing Director of Wealth Management at Baltimore, Washington Financial Advisors, with a special market update dated March 25th, 2020. Congressional stimulus is approved. The $2 trillion stimulus package will include a permanent fiscal expansion worth up to 5% of GDP, and in conjunction with the new lending announced by the Fed, could channel up to $6 trillion in temporary financing to consumers and firms over the coming months. Even that won't be enough to prevent a sharp decline in GDP in the second quarter, but it should help to support an eventual recovery once the coronavirus outbreak is brought under control. That's more than double the size of the Obama stimulus back in 2009. With most of that funding likely to feed through in the space of only a few months. Nearly half of that total is made up of permanent fiscal transfers to households and firms, providing an immediate support to demand worth around, again, 5% of GDP. Individuals will benefit from a $1,200 cash payment with more generous terms than previously proposed, pushing the total cost to around $300 billion. The loans for small businesses, which convert into grants if firms use them to maintain their payroll, will also be larger at about $367 billion. Lawmakers agreed to a significant temporary increase in unemployment insurance, which will now cover 100% of lost wages for 4 months, potentially worth more than $200 billion. The bill also includes more than $100 billion of new funding for the healthcare system and $150 billion for state and local governments. The rest of the bill provides more temporary liquidity support to households and firms, including a variety of tax payment delays and waivers. The main sticking point in negotiations had been over the proposed use of the Treasury's Exchange Stabilization Fund to provide loans for hard-hit businesses and industries. With the final bill providing $500 billion of funding, Democrats had criticized it as a slush fund, quote-unquote, for the Trump administration to grant corporate bailouts. But that appeared to reflect a misunderstanding over how these funds would actually be allocated. Although $75 billion will be allocated directly by the Treasury, including $50 billion for airlines, the vast majority will be used to expand the new facilities announced by the Fed on Monday to support lending to consumers and non-financial firms. That includes the Term Asset-Backed Securities Loan Facility, which allows the Fed to grant loans securitized by a variety of consumer debt, along with two new facilities which, for the first time, will allow direct lending to corporations via special purpose vehicles. The Fed will offer four-year loans to investment-grade corporates with interest deferred for 6 months, and will also purchase corporate bonds in the secondary market. The Fed also announced a forthcoming plan to support lending to small businesses. This means that the eventual size of these loans will be significantly larger than is widely appreciated, with the Fed revealing that the Treasury's initial equity investment of $30 billion would be used to provide loans of up to $300 billion. This suggests that the Treasury's new funding injection could allow the Fed to channel more than $4 trillion of loans to households and firms over the coming months. Admittedly, with much of the economy already shut down, none of this will prevent an unprecedented decline in GDP as the coronavirus outbreak takes its toll. With lockdowns already in place across much of the country and likely to be extended as the virus spreads, we now suspect the economy could contract by as much as 40% annualized in the second quarter, with the unemployment rate soaring above 10%. Nevertheless, by limiting the number of viable firms forced into bankruptcy, and therefore the number of permanent job losses, the stimulus measures enacted by the Fed and Congress in the recent weeks should help to foster an eventual recovery when the virus is brought under control. Moreover, there is no reason to believe that Congress will now sit on their hands. fiscal stimulus measures could easily be ramped up even further over the next couple of months as the economic damage becomes more clear. We are by no means out of the woods yet, but the government, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department have put major policies in place now to address the hardest hit parts of our economy. We will now need to hear some good news on the medical front to continue the move forward in the next phase of the anticipated recovery. At BWFA, we are watching how this news will affect you and making sure your long-term goals are in place for success. If you have any questions or would like us to review your financial plan, your investment strategy, or your tax situation, please contact us to set up a virtual appointment today. Every day we get one step closer to winning the fight against this pandemic war. We need to stay patient, stay focused, and stay positive on this outcome. Thank you for listening.